Weiter in Shas. We are in above about Daf Yud Zayin, picking up on Tezam Abiz by the bottom of the page. Very last line, Tanu Rabbanan. Zok the Halal Gemara, Tanu Rabbanan, Shlosh Shaitin, Makosh Baruch Hu Olam Hazeh. Beep, turn the page. Me'in Olam Haba. Hakosh Baruch Hu allowed three to taste in Olam Hazeh, a little bit of Olam Haba. Elohein Avram Yitzchak V'Yakov. Avram D'chsev Bei Bakol. It says the word Bakol, as Rashi tells us. Hashem Berich is Avram Bakol. Going to continue Rashi for a moment. And also, B'Yitzchak Siv, V'Ochel Mikol, from everything. And B'Yakov Siv, Chieshli Kol, I have everything. Klomer, Lo Chasu Shum Tova, they didn't lack any Tova that they had everything. Yitzchak D'Siv Bei, not back in the Gemara. Avram D'Siv Bei Bakol. Yitzchak D'Siv Bei Mikol. Yaakov D'Siv Bei Kol. You shouldn't mean it for benching. Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Bakol, Mikol, Kol, Kein Yavar, Chasan Kul, Ani Achad. Right? So that's what these three things are talking about. Shlosha Shloshalat Behen Yitzhar, the three people that Yitzhar does not rule over, Elohim Avram Yitzchak V'Yakov, Dechsiv Hu Bakol Mikol Kol, that each one of them had the ability to overcome that, therefore they weren't lacking in any way, shape, or form, even Yitzhar couldn't stop them. V'Yishomer Mav David, even David HaMelech was included in that, Dechsiv V'Libi Chalal Bekirbi, that my heart, as Rashi says, Yitzri Hara Mace Bekirbi, died with inside of me, Meitzahara. V'Yidach, what about the other ones? What do they do with that pasuk? They say, no, Tzari Hu Dekom Matkar. What it means is, David is remembering his pain. His heart was lack of feeling because he was in so much pain. Rashi says, Aliba Mamashu Mitzrayim V'Omer Shemes Bekirba Mirov Tzaros, from all the Tzaros that he went through. Tanu Rabban, Anshisha Lo Shalat Behem Malchamavis, there are six that the Malchamavis did not rule over. Rashi says, Ela Mesu Beneshika Al Pi Shechina, they died through the kiss of death. I mean, it's called Baruch Hu himself, Bechvodu Va'atzmo, kissed them to death. Ve'elohein, Avram Yitzchak Yaakov, Moshe Aaron, Miriam. These are the six. Avram Yitzchak Yaakov, Dechseh Behuba, Kalmikol Kol, that they had all the good. Rashi says, Lo Chasu Shum Kavod, Mitzima Kavod Zeh, Bemoshe Va'aron, Shanem Behem, Api Hashem, Ve'im Elu Mesu, Ayde Malchamavis Nimsa Shechasu Kavod. Yeah, they had all the honors over there. And Moshe and Miriam also give this honor. Clear that they got it also, right? It doesn't make sense otherwise. Moshe Aaron Miriam, Moshe Aaron Miriam. We know they got also the Sivu Al Pi Hashem. It says through the mouth of Hashem, so to speak. Kaviyachal. I, Miriam looks to be Api Hashem, doesn't say the Lashon over there. Remember Lazar, Miriam Nami bin Ashikim, says, how she died, that's your Sham Sham. Moshe, we learn a Gezer Shava. It says, Vatamas Sham Miriam, and says, Vatikavir Sham, and Moshe Rabbeinu is buried there. When Pinim Adlo Nemer, Api Hashem, why doesn't say the Lashon Api Hashem? Shaginai Dover Lot, it's not proper to say such a thing when it comes to Avabel, right, to Miriam. Tanu Rabbanan, Shiva Lo Shalat Ben Rimon Batalea. There's seven that Rimon Slayer, worms and maggots don't rule over them. Ve'elohein, Avram Yitzchak Yaakov, Moshe Aaron Umiriam, Ubenyamin Ben Yaakov, also Benyamin, Avram Yitzchak Yaakov, Dechsivbu, Bakomikakal, Moshe Aaron Umiriam, Dechsivbu, Al Pi Hashem. Right, they died through Hashem. Rashi says, Shemesu Al Pi Shechina, Ve'en Ru'uya Rimon Lishlot B'misha Nashuk Mishchina. It doesn't make sense. It's not fitting for worms to go and to rule over something as Kosh Baruch himself kissed. Shere Eina Rima, Ba Al Mitipa Mara, Hametaftefes, Misakino Shel Malachamavis. Dama Mara, the Gemara of Vodazar says that the Malachamavis has the sack and the sword. And there's a drop of like bitter something that's on the tip of it. Rashi says, "Mimena mis, mimena masriach, mimena panav marikos." And from that drop is how this body goes ahead and goes through that whole terrible process that causes the death and then decaying and all that stuff. Binyamin ben Yaakov, dechsev, it says, "Ulibinyam, ulibinyam, 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 ulibin says about Binyamin, the beloved of Hashem, he shall dwell securely upon him. Rashi says, Hachidarash, Yishkon Levetach, Binyamin al Smichos Yedidos Hashchina. Levinyamin, Levinyamin, Vishom Avdab, some say, even of the Melch. They say, Af Bisari, Yishkon Levetach, it says also, Binyamin Melch, even my flesh will rest securely. Viidach, and the other one doesn't put in Dov Melch, so what does he do with that? Ahu Rachmehu de Kabai. The Dov Melch was davening at that moment, that his body is not going to end up decomposing in the kever, in the grave. Tana Rabbanon, Arba Mesu, Be'etio Shanachash. Four people died because of the advice of the Nachash. Rashi says, Ba'atzasa Shanachash. Klomar, Loyer Uin Lomas, who wouldn't have died, Elish and Yisro Gezeris Misal, Kol Tolusav, Shaladam Rishon, Ba'atzasa Shanachash, Ba'atov Targum Shalatoso, Kedusiva, Vechina, etc. Okay, because of the fact that the snake came on and it caused Chava, and then caused the Adam to go and to be involved in eating over there. Therefore, death came, and four people came over here, wouldn't necessarily die, but they died because of the fact of this thing. Everyone else really should have died because of Avidus. Ve'elohen, and these are the ones, Binyamin ben Yaakov, Ve'amram avi Moshe, Ve'yishai avi David, Ve'kilav ben David. These are the ones that wouldn't have died otherwise. Okay, Ve'kula Gemara, and all of them we know through tradition. The Bar Yishai Avi David, the Mefarish Beikra, the Chsev, and all of them we know from tradition, except for Yishai, David Melch's father. If the Pasuk says straight up, Ve'es Amasa Sham Avshalom Tachas Yoav Al Tzava. Avshalom put Amasa in charge of the army instead of Yoav. No, Amasa Ben Yishai Ben Ish, Shmo Yisra Yisraeli. He was the son of a person whose name was Yisra, the Yisraeli. Asher Ba El Avigail Bas Nachash. Achostria him Oyev, him Yoav, who had a relationship with Avigail, the daughter of Nachash, the sister of Tzria, the mother of Yoav. Right, so we see it's considered like the daughter of Nachash. Bas Nachashi, oh, she's really the daughter of a snake? Velo Bas Yishai, she's the daughter of Yishai. Tchsevach Yoseham Tzria of Avigail. Like it says, like the sons of Yishai, says their sister were Tzria and Avigail. So what he's saying over here that you're calling Avigail's father a Nachash, Ela Bas Mi. What it means is Avigail was the daughter of someone, aka Yishai, who died because of the advice of the snake. Hajan Lachashutfen. Oh, Mazel Tov, I'm finishing the first parak. Only 10 more to go. Here we go, beginning the second parak. Zok the Heilig Mishnah. Let's talk about some damages. Lo Yachbor Adam Bor Samach Labor Shalchaver. A person can dig a pit, even if it's his own property, next to his neighbor's pit. Rashi says Bor Siach Ma'ara. Any this type of digging out, some Furashim Bavavakama, Perak Shor Shanagas Sapara, Daftam and Bez Bor is Agul. Right, so you can go draw, do this thing. Velo Siach, Velo Ma'ara, Velo Amasamayim, Velo Nevechas Kovsim. You can't dig a ditch. That's a shiach ma'ara, is like a cave. Amasamayim is a channel to irrigate the water, to irrigate the fields, or the irrigation channel. Filanavech kosin, or a pool that the laundries used to use to go to. Launder things, you can't go and dig those. Ela imkein, hirkim kilsa chavero shlosh tvachim, unless you moved it from the wall of your friend, 3 tvachim. Why is it? Because otherwise it's going to weaken the area and cause damage. Visad, besid, and you have to put sid. You have to put lime on the wall over there to make sure that it doesn't get all damaged. You have to distance from the wall there the leftover olive stuff, manure, salt, lime, and stones. What stones are we talking about here? It's talking about stones that fire would come from. Rashi says, "Avanim shor yotzei man shekorin kuliyush shkol elu kushin lechoma shematzian hevel releases hevel." It comes out of it, and therefore it's going to go and it's going to damage it. It becomes heat to come out of it. It's like, I guess, maybe coal or whatever it is. Yeah, kolayish, right, coal. Okay, mikotzos shachavir shalosh tefachim sad besid. Or what you have to do is to make sure, we have a dalet on the scene over here. Visad. Okay, anyway, Visad, but Sid, and you put Sid on the wall over there. Rachigan is Israel, Visamacharesha, Vesme Reglaim. You have to remove away seeds, plowing, and Mereglaim. That means Machanapish. You got to remove that also. Minakosa Shoshtafakh, we got to be Tfakhim away. Rashi says, Zraim, this is Kashmir Kosa, is going to explain the Gemara why that's bad for the wall. Machrisha Merapis, Yisot Devanofel. It softens up the whole foundation. It can fall. Mereglaim, Mimismasin Esalavanim, Shein Shaltit Yavesh. It causes to melt away, to dissolve the stuff that's around the damage. Rachikin is a Rechayim, Shloshim Min HaShechev. You have to remove the Rechayim. That's a mill, 3 tvachim away from the wall. From the lower millstone, Rashi says Rechayim is kashan lekosha she meniden es hakarka begul chavatzasan. It goes and it moves it a little bit. Meneshachav is here Rechayim etachdon. It's the bottom part of it. Shehein machigin is Rechayim shoshesh meneshever shehein Arba min harechev, which is the equivalent of four tfachim from the upper millstone. Right, the lower one sticks out one more from the upper one. It's a tanner, shosham min haklaya, and you have to, the oves, remove three tfachim from the wall of the neighbor. It's measured from the lower part of the base of the oven. Shein arba min hasafa. It comes out to equal to four tfachim from the upper part of the base. Beep, turn the pages, animal beast. Said the Gemara, Pasach, frek the Gemara, Pasach, Bobor, Messiah, Mekosa. They start off by saying that a person is not allowed to go ahead and dig a pit near his neighbor's pit unless he does three tfachim from the wall. You should have said three tfachim from the pit. Pasach, Bobor, Messiah, Mekosa. What's going on? Amar Vida, Vita, Amar Vida, Mekosel, Boroshana. What it means is from his neighbor's wall, it means from the wall of the pit, of his neighbor's pit. I just call him a high Kosel, it's kind of a Kosel Borokamer. It's called the wall. When you build a pit into the ground, the sides of it are called the walls of it. So, why don't you just say, unless you move it away from three tfachim from the pit of it? Why? Okay, in the chaim, it could be, the wall could be it also, but why does it be consistent? It's coming to tell you, the kosel bor shloshet tfachim, it's telling you that the standard protocol, the width of the pit's wall, is three tfachim. Nafkamina, who cares? Nafkamina is a mekachumim car. When you go and you're selling to someone, it's got to be that that's the actual size. Because the time we're going to buy, so I'm el chavero. Bor v'kosla, ani mochlecha. Yo, I'm selling to you a pit and its walls, but it doesn't say the size of it. Tzarech sheyeh kosel shloshet tfachim. It's got to be at least three tfachim. Okay. Itmar. Habal l'smach b'tzad ha-meitzar. Let's say you have one who wants to put a pit near the boundary between his property and his neighbor's property. Neighbors, before there's a pit on the other side, Abayomer Somech, you can go, you can put it over there, because, you know, you can put it right up next to the wall, the difference, you know, between you and your neighbor, because he doesn't have anything there. If Rav Hamer says, Einu Somech, no, you're not allowed to do it, you have to move it three tfachim away. Basada Sui Laboros, now, let's say you have a field, a piece of land, that is normally used, you dig pits over there, Rashi says, can go and base hashlachin, shesuch ha'askus tadi, if the constantly be watering it, everyone agrees with it, now they're going to put it next to the wall, even if it's not, nothing there. Keep legal, where they're arguing, but so the shein of sir liboros, and it's a full, in a field where you don't have to put boros over there. Abai, omer somach, you can go put it right next to it, the ha, you know, it's sir liboros, it's not something that's used normally for boros, and therefore we're not going to assume that he's going to put a bor there. Rav armor, in somach, and do it, tamale, could say, Neighbor could say, just like you change your mind, you decided to make a pit over there, even though it's not the norm to do it. I'm also going to do the same thing. Some say as follows, Besada Sheino Su the Boros. In the field that's not done pits, they call Samach. Everyone says you can be Samach. Keep believing where they're arguing. Besada Su the Boros. That is a field where they actually do Boros. Abayomer Samach. Even a land where they normally do, you can do it. A field of Rabban and the Amri. And even according to Chum would say, Rachikin is a Elan Minabor, Esrim Vachamishama. You should move the tree from a pit, 25 amas. This should look familiar because we did this. We saw this in above Messiah, at the very end of above Messiah. If the machik is a ilan min abor esim b'chamisama, what's the difference? Hasam hu de be'idna de kanata is labor. That's talking about at the time that you actually, when he plants a tree, the pit is already there. Aval hacha be'idna de kachafer less labor over here. There was no bor over there at the time that he came along to go ahead and to put it over there. So that is going to be mutter to go dig the pit near right near the main side between the two properties, as long as there's no pit on the other side, even the land where they normally could do it. Rav Amar, Eino Somech, you're not allowed to do it. Afilu Rabbi Yossi da Amar, Zeh Chofer B'Toch Shelo, even according to Rabbi Yossi, who says that Zeh Chofer B'Toch Shelo, this one is just digging in his own property. V'Zeh Notei B'Toch Shelo, and this one is just planting in his own property also. There's no isser against planting a tree, even where it's gonna damage the pit of someone's neighbor. Hani mi the hasam, because that's talking about over there. The bit in the kanata, the time when you're going to plant the tree, lasil the shosh of the maski of the bar. The roots which will come out eventually are not yet there. Just doesn't exist. It's dover shalob aliolum. Ah, Gibaldi says elosophan shispashtu. As in v'chamishama, it's eventually going to go and spread out 25 amas via Zikr, it's a kosal bar, and it's going to damage it right now. Aval hacha, amalei, the neighbor can say the one who wants to dig the pit, kol maru umaru to come machas, every time that you go and you hit the earth with your shovel, kamarpis la ara, you're weakening my land. Rashi says, Shehim mer edes v'nada machusamaka. It goes and it shakes because of the getting hit. And now, and we learned in their Mishnah, lo yachper adam bor, samach lebor, shal neighbor, b'shal chaver. You're not going to dig a bor next to the one of your neighbor, unless it's three tfachim from the wall of the pit of your neighbor, which is saying that the neighbor's pit is already there. So now, taima the ikabor, that's because there's already a bor over there. Halakabor, samech, there wouldn't be bor, then it'd be samech. Oh, it sounds like we just picked a shita. Bishlamahach lishna da amart. Second version of Abaye and Ravu, it says, Besadashenu Sudaburus, Divir called Samachim, it says, you can't mess this, Besadashenu Sudaburus, where it's not done for it. Right, within that land, even Ravu is going to be masked, one can dig a pit near it. Elahach lishna da amart, according to the first version, which says, Besadashenu Sudaburus, Pligi, they're arguing about a land in which the it's not the way. Sheino su the boros, they're arguing with the place where you don't do boros over there. Bishlam ba'inicha. Okay, so then the halacha works nicely according to Abaye, says you're allowed to go and dig in such a circumstance. El Rav, according to Rav, Aser's digging a pit, even like that. Kasha, how does that make sense? Hamalacha Rav, Rav would say, Ha itmar Allah, it was said about this Mishnah, Rabbi, Vitim Rav Yehuda, Mikosel boroshanino. When the Mishnah says that Lashon, when it says the Lashon of from his neighbor's wall, it means from the wall of the pit. So really the Mishnah is talking about Rava, because it says the word wall, which means that the first neighbor to dig a pit near the boundary of, right near the split between the two of them, also has to go and leave a bit of a gap over there between his pit and the boundary. Ikadami, some come and they say that the following version, the Mishnah that says you have to go and separate it from the neighbor's pit, the Itmar Allah, and it was said on that, Amar Abai Vitamar Vihuda, Mikosel Boro Shaninu. When it says from his neighbor's wall, it means from the wall of his pit. Again, when it's saying from his neighbor's wall, it means from the wall of his pit. So it says that the first neighbor to dig a pit next to the Mitzar, next to the, you know, between the two places, is also required to leave a wall between his pit and the boundary. Bishlam ha'achlish adamayat, according to the version, the first one, between Abaye and Ravu, it says, Besada su leboros, in reference to a sada that's done for pits, they're calling it somech, and it says you're not. Masisa besada su leboros, must be talking about where they are done with boros. And there, even Abaye is going to be masking that one can't dig a pit near the boundary, even before there's a pit on the other side. Elahach lishta, according to the second version, which says, that's where they're arguing. It makes sense, according to Rav, it says that you're not allowed to dig next to the area, there's the split. Elabaye, who says that you are allowed to do it, Kasha, how does that make any sense? Everything went for a buyer. What do you say back? The Mishnah is talking about a case where both neighbors came to dig the pits at exactly the same time, and therefore even a buyer would say that each one is required to distance his pit from the Meitzar. Let's try to bring a raya from a braisa, which is going to knock off a buyer. Let's say you have a type of field. The soil is soft that it comes away. Biadayim. It just, Rashi says, Karkarach, mat, mitkashtesh, me'elav, it just kind of like crumbles apart. Zechoverbor mikan, vezechoverbor mikan. This neighbor can go dig his pit on one side, the other can go do on the other side. Zemrachik shal tfachim besad sid. This one should go ahead and separate, move his pit away from the area three tfachim, and put lime on the walls. Vezemrachik shal tfachim besad sid. This one does the same thing. So this is a kasha on Abaye, because it comes out that we're saying that both the first neighbor to dig the pit near the boundary and the second one to do it have to go in distance at three tfachim from the boundary, which goes against Abaye, that the first one to dig a pit near the thing is not chayav to go on to remove it away. It says Gemara, Babi Yadayim Shaini. When you're dealing with a type of soil that's very, very soft, and it just comes away in one's hand, that's different. Right? Abaye is going to be maskim that it's also to go and dig a pit near the boundary even before there's a pit on the other side. When is he allowed? Only to a field which says regular type of soil that goes back. It says Gemara, Udikarile. So the one that asked that question, that's obvious that they asked it, my karile. What exactly is he asking over here, right? The very fact that the Braisa says soft soil shows that it's only talking about soft soil. So the Gemara, Bobby Adayim, it's a chalei. It's necessary for to go mention the soil that comes with someone's hands. Kasakat Chamina. Kevin the Bobby Adayim, since it comes with their hands, the Bobby Nami Ravcha Tvei then needs a bigger than three tfachim space between each pit and boundary, Kamas Malan, and for comes to tell you, but the fact that it says it, and it's a distance of three tfachim is enough, even if you're dealing with a field of the soil that's very soft. Okay, my friends, we are going to stop over here. I want to wish you all a great, great day.